Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are continuing with the theme of happiness and are you happy? Yesterday, we talked about how the MAV can help you reach happiness. Today, we're going to talk about an equation that's going to help you find happiness. How do you define it? Does it exist? So you're going to see in the talk that I guess I'm going to explain is happiness equal reality and expectation. What is that real? And can you measure it? Is it something that's attainable? Why does it elude so many people? Is happiness a feeling, something physical? What exactly is it? In this podcast, they're going to describe it. Now, pay attention to the equation. I'm going to go ahead and put a description of this equation and the description and the speaker's note on the description of the podcast like I've always done. So just make sure you continue to listen to it to make sure that it is something that resonates with you and then that you could accomplish and you could do it. Now, remember, everything I'm sharing with you are suggestions, right? You have your own way of doing things. That's why you notice the title of the podcast is Personality First. Then tech is that whatever you're doing come from within, come from you. How does it fit you? Is it too tight? Is it too big or too long? So whenever you hear in speakers speaking, including myself, don't shut down. Take in what they're saying. Take what fits you best and figure out why the other part doesn't fit you. Is it the time not right? Is it later? Did you already learn the lesson? So make sure you pay attention to the description, to the tips that's going to be offered, especially that equation. How does it work? What's wrong with it? How can we fix it? How can you make sure you attain that? So listen to the speaker and don't forget, if you have any questions at any given time, you're welcome to email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. Make sure you reach out. And it's something that I could do for you to continue and get you in a path for you to reach your happiness. I'm here for you. I'm here to work with you. Email me at parallelograminstitute.com. And number one and second, don't forget to subscribe because this is something that's going to be very helpful, especially this year, 2022. We're not there yet. There's a lot of stuff that I want you guys to clear away for the month of December. Start your goal setting now. Clear away. Prepare to be successful. So when January comes, you don't make the plan then. January come, you're starting the plan. So do a little bit different this year.
Does happiness really equal reality divided by expectation? There are many different factors that can influence our psychology, and psychologists are constantly trying to put their finger on precisely what these things are, as are the rest of us. Thus, we have many different ideas of what describes happiness and many different formulas. One example is the often quoted, happiness equals reality over expectation. The idea here is no matter how happy you should be, you're always going to compare your current situation to your idealized version of how life should be, and this can actually result in you being unhappy. We hear this saying repeated regularly, but the question is it really accurate? How it works? Theoretically, this happiness formula does make a lot of sense. After all, if you get a bonus but it's not as high as you thought it was going to be, then it can be very hard not to be disappointed by it. On the other hand, if your expectations are low and you get paid a much bigger bonus, then there's a good chance you'll be thrilled by that. It also makes sense when you consider it alongside social comparison theory. This states that our happiness is based on the perceived happiness of others and how we compare ourselves to them. If you're much more successful than all your friends, you'll be happy, even if you still aren't very successful objectively. In fact, if you're going to get philosophical, then you can say that everything boils down to comparison. This is essentially the underlying principle of the theory of relativity. Flaws in the theory. But this theory is not perfect either, and it's certainly not always useful in a practical sense. For instance, even if your expectations are incredibly low, you still aren't going to be happy if you're living on the streets. Furthermore, you won't be happy if you're unfortunate enough to have a neurological disorder that results in depression. If your neurochemistry isn't happy, then you won't be, regardless of your situation. At the same time, this saying appears to suggest that we should set our aims low so that we aren't disappointed by the outcome. Is this really a good way to go about living life? Should we not be entitled to have higher expectations? It's not that we shouldn't have high expectations then, but rather that we should learn to appreciate our current situation as well. Fortunately, there are ways you can accomplish this too, such as by using gratitude exercises. But keep those expectations sky high.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply these success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.